In a small step towards replacing the Kyoto Protocol, industrial nations agreed on Friday to consider stiff 2020 goals for combating climate change. About 1,000 delegates at a UN conference in Vienna set emissions cuts of between 20% and 40% below 1990 levels as a starting point for a new pact. Will Taylor reports.
Head of the UN Climate Change Secretariat Ivo de Boer said it is now clear what industrialized nations must do to show leadership, and added the result of the conference should help negotiations between ministers meeting in Bali in December. Mr. de Boer said a new treaty is to be decided by the end of 2009 and will likely have to budget $200 billion per year to keep worldwide economic growth clean.
The economic growth is hopefully going to take place around the world, and if you're going to supply the energy that's needed in order to fuel that economic growth over the next 20 to 25 years, then actually about $20 trillion is going to be invested. If that $20 trillion is invested in an environmentally unfriendly way, then greenhouse gas emissions will increase by 60% instead of going down by 50%, which is what the scientific community is telling us is necessary. So what we did in our report was analyze how you could get, as a first step, emissions down from that plus 60%, and that would require an investment of $200 billion per year, basically to clean that economic growth.
Mr. de Boer said that delegates agreed the 25 to 40% range was a useful parameter for further emissions reductions, and noted that many countries want to broaden Kyoto to include targets for outsiders, such as the United States and developing nations. I'm Will Taylor.